So today what I'm going to talk about is going through the CHAD workout. And first of all, I want to say thank you to all our veterans. Thank you to every soldier, every family member, everybody that's been a part of the armed forces throughout our generations and years. If it wasn't for you guys, your families, everybody, we wouldn't be here today. So thank you so much. Thank you.
Hey everyone, it's Andrew Bustos of the Bustos Training Fitness Podcast. This is a podcast about life and fitness. You know what, DJ? Hit that music because it's time to start the show.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. It's your host, Andrew Bustos, with the Bustos Training Fitness Podcast. It's so great to see your smiling, happy, fantastic face. Whatever you're doing in the world right now, I hope you are crushing it and I hope you're doing great. Thank you for joining me. Woo! Man, I'm tired. So today, I want to talk about Veterans Day. I want to talk about today. So today, it is a big deal. My grandfather, he served in the Army. And right before he got drafted, right before the Korean War. And it really is really cool because he shows us his old uniforms. He always talks about it. He talked about where he was, where his base was, or he's in his 80s. So it's just neat to hear his stories. And so I just want to first off just honor and pay honor to all the men and women that served in the armed forces and those that are serving today. Thank you so much for serving. It really does mean a lot to me. And so leading into that, today I got to do a workout in honor of a fallen soldier, in honor of a soldier that took his own life because of PTSD and different things that I mean, he suffered from a lot of things. His name was Chad. So it's really, really sad. It's a really sad story. But Chad Wilkinson was the workout, that the man. But the hero wad that I did today was named Chad. And so he took his life October 29th, 2018, due to the effects of, he had a bunch of deployments and just PTSD and a lot of injuries. So he took his life on October 29th, 2018, which is really sad. And, but today we did that workout today. I didn't want to do the workout today. I really didn't want to do the workout. A couple of guys I work with, they went ahead and did the workout first. And let me tell you what this workout is. And it is 1,000, you heard it right, 1,000 step-ups, okay? So the version that we did, we didn't have a rucksack, so we used a weighted vest, and it was a 22-pound weighted vest. So the weighted vest, so it was a 20-inch box to do step-ups on with a 22-pound vest. 1,000 step-ups. You heard that right, 1,000 step-ups. That's what we did today. So it took me 55 minutes to do this, 55 minutes. And let me just say this. I'm tired. I can tell that I kicked my butt. I had my MyZone activity tracker on, and I think I burned like 1,000 calories and just really moved a lot. But I'm not bragging. I'm not bragging by any means, because the workout was really challenging. And it will never compare to the sacrifice that any family member makes in the armed forces, or any person that just isn't it. So it'll never compare. I just want to tell you, I didn't want to do it today. I really didn't. And then I started to think about how I'm able to go to work. I'm able to train people, and I'm able to coach my trainers that I manage, my team. I'm able to mentor them and help them. So I watched these two guys that I've known for about 3-4 years now, and they were doing it. And I was like, man, I really don't want to do it, but I got to do it. I have to do it. You know why? Because these two guys are doing it, and it means a lot. It just means a lot. And we're honoring our veterans today. What's the least that you can do? What's the very least? And this really is. I mean, it's just a workout. That's all it is. So as I'm doing the workout, the reason why I'm telling you this story is because there's so much mental within this workout. So it's 1,000 step-ups. You literally step up on the box and you step off the box. You switch legs every time that you step on the box. So I get to about 100, okay? So I'm at 100. Remember, it's 1,000. So I get to 100. And I started thinking to myself, holy cow, man, my legs are hurting. I can feel my left knee hurting. I can feel my right knee hurting. And it goes back and forth, left knee, right knee. And then I can feel my back and I can feel the weight of the vest. That just at 100, I get to 200 and it gets even worse. And then by 250, by 300, around that marker, I don't feel anything. Like I start not feeling nothing. And then I get to 300, 350, and I go, wow, I got a long ways to go. I'm 30 minutes in. The entire time I'm thinking about my grandpa. I'm thinking about those who serve. I really am. Like I've done the Murph and a couple times, and I've done a couple other hero wads, but this one really hit me today. And it really just, I started thinking about just the mentality of what it takes to be an armed soldier, to be a Navy SEAL, to be these things. It takes a lot. It takes a lot. And so when I was thinking about that, I was like, man, this really is such an important workout for me. It's one of those workouts where I really, really just, I started thinking about, man, this, am I going to finish this? Because I'm doing it by myself. And I just started thinking to myself, holy cow. Then one of my longtime friend, Ron, I've had him on here, my boss, my buddy, my everything. He's my bud. He's my pal. He's a lot of things to me. But he comes over and he starts to do it with me just as a motivator, just to kind of go, you can do this, man. You got this. And it was real cool to have him on my team at that point. And I started thinking to myself, gosh, there's no way I can finish. There's just no way. I got to get out of my head. And I think a lot of times that's what we do with our fitness. That's what we do with our life is we feel like we can't get through it. And as I sit here right now, I go, man, that was really, like, I did it. I finished it. I accomplished it. Like there's, and I'm not comparing this to the sacrifices that our heroes have made. I'm not comparing that in any means. I'm just telling you that I think we make something bigger than what it really is in our life. We don't just attack it. We don't just go after it. And today when I finished the workout, I go, man, that really wasn't that bad. Like, it really wasn't. I mean, I get to work out in an air-conditioned place. I get to sweat. I get to feel good. Yeah, I'll be sore a couple of days, but it really wasn't that bad. And I think that same thing applies to eating right, to really hitting a goal. And I don't know where you are in your life. I don't know what you're doing. I don't know where you're headed. I don't know where you're going. But if there's something that's holding you back, I think you have to realize that people look up to you. Even if you don't think they do. Even if they don't. So I know by me doing this workout today, the people that look up to me, the people that look to me for guidance when it comes to fitness, when it comes to life and anything, I knew I had to do it. I knew that I had to do it. I had to do the workout because if I didn't do it, then how can I expect others to follow or to do or ask of them to do something that I'm not willing to do? And I think as a leader, you are a leader. Just if you're listening to this, you are a leader. And I learned this from my dad a long time ago too. And he probably doesn't realize this, but dad, if you're listening to this, because I know you like to listen to the podcast, I just want you to know, I admire you. I admire you because You are a 60 plus year old man, and yet you work like you are a 25 to 30 year old man. You work hard, and the younger guys see it, and I admire that. And that's something that I've always, always, always have put into my heart, into my work ethic, into what I am. So thank you, Dad, for doing that. Thank you for being that. And to my grandpa, he'll never listen to this because he has no idea how to listen to a podcast because he's too old. I just want to tell you, Popo, that you really are a hero. You work hard. You've served. You've done so many things for our family. Thank you for being you. And I think whatever you're doing right now in your life, if you have something that's holding you back, you got to get through it. You got to get through it. It's really not that big of a deal. It really isn't. And I'll have to tell you another story too, and we'll go along with this, I recently gave myself a haircut, my own haircut. Okay, I did my own haircut. And the reason why I'm telling you is this, because it's going to correlate. But I gave myself a haircut the other day because I'm tired of having to go and pay for haircuts. I'm just tired of it. Ever since my lady left a couple years ago, I haven't found the right person to cut my hair. And so I started cutting my hair. My wife helped me. Kate helped me, and she started cutting the back of my hair, and it was good. And then she kind of messed a couple spots. So I was like, I'll take it over, because she was attending to our baby. So I start cutting my hair. Then I start cutting the top of my hair. So if you've ever seen my hair is like a big deal to me. I take good care. That's just something that us Bustoses have always done, is our hair has to look nice. So I start cutting my own hair, and I jack it up. I'm not kidding. Like, the top of my hair looks jacked, okay? And I'm ticked off at myself. I'm like, man, this looks like crap. It doesn't look good. I know someone's going to say something about it tomorrow at work. Someone's going to say it at the gym. I'm going to have a follower online say something to me on social media. Someone's going to say something. So I get to the gym. And I tell, oh, actually, I tell Kate, I'm like, you know what? Someone's gonna make fun of me. And I get to the gym, and nobody, here's the crazy thing. Nobody even noticed it. Nobody even said a thing. And I'm telling you guys, it literally looks like I put a bowl, like that old school bowl cut, but not really. But I put a bowl on my head, and then I shaved around. Okay. And so I was like, oh man, someone's going to say something. Someone is. And no one did. No one even said a single thing. And it's jacked. Okay. On the side, I look at it, man, the length is just, it's messed up. The clipper area, it's fine. Where I use the clippers, it's okay. But I'm talking about the top, and the top looks terrible. Oh my goodness. It just doesn't look too good. It doesn't look good at all. It's just really, 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 really funny. And so I get to the gym, and no one says a single thing to me. Nobody, no one. And so I'm thinking to myself, no one really cares. Like, nobody really cares. We make this a big deal in our own mind, in our subconscious or conscious, whatever it may be, but we make this big deal about it, and then it's not even a big deal. Like, it really isn't. Like, no one has said anything. No one will say anything because they don't care. People have things in their life that they're dealing with that they have their own problems. They have their own things. But you being like, I thought to myself, why would I even care? Who cares? Who cares? Rock it, man. Let's rock that hair. Who cares? So that's what I've really been doing this week. And I just think that no matter where you are, someone's watching, right? They want you to do well. Someone looks up to you, whether it's your kids, it's a spouse, family members, whatever it may be. Someone is looking up to you. So why not do the best that you can where you are and just knock it out of the park? And stop thinking so much about what everybody thinks. So even if it's you wanting to be a better father, a better mom, a better grandma, grandpa, whatever it may be, just go out and attack it. If you want to lose weight, go out and attack it. You know what you need to do to lose weight. You've listened to me millions and millions of times right now. And if you don't know, that's when you hire a coach. That's when you hire someone to help you. That's when you find help. Because there's so much help that's out there. People love to help. That's the thing. Trainers love it. Find a good trainer. Find someone that just doesn't pose nude all the time, right? I'm not saying naked, but I mean with their shirt off, six pack. Someone that actually is a real coach online. Ask them questions. Say, hey, like, do you really help people? Because people, it's not about a six pack. It's not about losing weight, really, right? It's about getting stronger in the gym. It's about getting healthier. Losing weight and being losing fat is a byproduct of getting stronger, getting more mobile, and having a better quality of life. It really is. So whatever you're doing right now, wherever you may feel down in the dumps, just know that you can do even better because you are even better. You can. And I just wanted to share with you a little bit about the Hero Workout. I wanted to share with you about my haircut. And really, like, thank you. If a veteran's listening to this, thank you for serving our country. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I really appreciate it. Guys, please go out and check out. I need you to go check out all my social media everywhere. TikTok. I'm really blowing up TikTok right now. It's crazy to me. I really am. And Bustos Training, Andrew Bustos. You can find me anywhere. And ask questions. That's what we're here for. I hope you enjoyed this podcast tonight. Check out all the other episodes. There's a bunch. There's a lot. I thank you for listening. I thank you for being a part of the show. And I hope you enjoy this sick beat.